impossible because I'd be carrying.
What,
sorry? And security, fuck this guy out. This way, man. It's okay. You, huh? It's all right. No, he's absolutely fine. Security will take care of this. Don't worry. Oh, thank you very much, man. You're very sweet. Thank you. Don't worry. Go and grab him a drink or something in the lobby. He's just a drunk guy. It's okay, man. I mean, the guy's... It's all right. The guy's fucking hammered. That happens in life, doesn't it? I very much appreciate that, sir. It's very nice of you. Fucking great. I think I was pretty safe. I'm going to double check our security arrangements. Yeah, I think I would have been okay. Wow. His only purpose in the world is to make you look good. I fear you may be next, sweetheart. We're all sort of looking forward to it. She's had enough. You did. You off?
I am. Goodbye.
Bye. Seems like a very... You all right? Did you not enjoy the show? Or you?
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, well. We're having a great... I'm thanks for taking a chance on it. I appreciate you buying a ticket and coming and giving it a go. Can you have your money back? Oh, no. Do not give her fucking money back. 100% don't give her fucking money back. No, I'm paid for the attempt, not the jump. I'm like fucking Evel Knievel. I know, is she left on her own? Was she on her own? Was she on her own?
There's three.
And where are the other two? Are they gone?
Yeah.
Are they all right?
No.
Not for them?
Not for them.
What were they offended by? Dozy fucking cunts. Watch a clip online before you buy a ticket. You hatchet-faced bitch. Fucking hell, we've not got to the offensive stuff yet. Sam's not been offended, although in fairness, you've not understood a lot of things, have you? Sorry? Who does my ironing? I got to learn the staff's name. It's on my list. Is it not well ironed? What's the matter? Are you all right?
So where's he getting funny?
That's been used a lot, sir, is what I said when I saw your mum's cunt. He's just annoyed because I still owe his mum 20 quid. That's right. I paid for everyone. Couple of things, sir. You're not adding value. Okay, it's best you hear it from me. You know when people say, just be yourself, they're not talking about you. You should try and be someone better.
I'm getting paid for it.
You're not getting paid for it? No. No, I imagine you're on benefits. What, sorry?
Not benefits, working man.
He's not on benefits, he's a working man. Well, that's fucking lovely, love. And you are perhaps the most long-suffering wife in Leicester.
He's not married to him.
You're married to him.
No, I'm not.
You're not married to him. What? How?
Thank God.
Okay. If you want us to do a GoFundMe so we can get you to... we can get you out of this dreadful situation, madam.
I don't need GoFundMe. I'm very...
These two might have to fuck off. What do we think? I don't know if you're enjoying this. If you're enjoying this, then stick around. But dude, you've just got to fucking pipe down, yeah? Yeah?
Did you say you're on benefits?
What, sorry? Did I say you're on benefits? I'm just saying... I'm sorry. I'm just saying, sorry, maybe I wasn't clear because of the benefits thing. You're getting a little bit agitated about that. What I was saying was, he's a fucking pikey that doesn't know how to be in a theatre. You may... and you're coming to me with, he's a working man. Yeah, outdoors, I fucking hope. Fuck off, son. Yeah, we're trying to have a lovely evening. Guys, I don't want any discussion. Fuck them out, both of them, now. Guys, let's not be like that. At least I know Peter Kay very well. He would feel bad about this. Me, couldn't give a fuck. Put it on the record. Can I have a quick word with security? Quick word with security. No fucking refunds. Jesus. Well, now those three are gone, we can have fun. Yay! If you're interested, Lester, this is why you can't have nice things. You might have gone out to Cheltenham for a day and gone, God, this is lovely, and they've got nice restaurants, and gone, why can't we have that in Leicester? Such fun, though, isn't it? Makes it feel alive. The show will be... But thank you very much indeed, security, wherever they are. Thank God, love them. Oh, my God. She's writing a letter to the Daily Mail as we speak. Oh, my God. I went to a Jimmy Carr gig and I was very offended. Bitch, please. Oh, it's not for everyone, is it? One of the kids at the local park got his head stuck in the railings last weekend. And you all right? What happened there?
He won't stop talking.
Who won't stop talking? Shh, 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 shh. Lights up. Lights up for one sec. Okay, I'm going to sort this super fucking quickly. Where's the guy who has a complaint?
Me.
Okay. Where's the guy that's talking?
We're having a laugh here.
Okay. We are all having a laugh here. There's 850 people in the room. We're in a public space. You might not come to the theatre a lot. You might watch a lot of stuff on TV. I love having you here, mate. But if you are talking, you need to shut the fuck up. There's a little thing we got going on here, and I want you to be part of it. It's called society. Okay? If you've annoyed him, right? What age are you, man? 27, you're a grown fucking man. Apologise to the guy. Huh? Just go, sorry, mate.
I don't apologise, I just want to be sorry.
Yeah, but if we don't enforce the rules of society, then we're all fucked. We might as well be living in fucking Crawley. It's a fucking... If you're chatting, you're chatting. That's okay. You can say sorry to the guy and fucking move on. You're here to have a laugh. Yeah, but I'm in charge of that. And you fucking chatting on isn't helping anyone. It's not helping him, that's for sure. I'd say you're a fucking whisker away from getting fucked out of the place. And honestly, it's not a bad life lesson at 27. You're grown, but you ain't full grown. You've got all the front now and all the... I'm not fucking apologising to no one. Well, don't. You never have to apologise. All you need to do is fucking behave in the first place. Right? That's it. As long as you're good. And he seems fucking fine, you're good, right? All right, you're all good then. But, you know, what's your name, man?
John.
John, I don't want to fall out with you, John. What do you do for a living, mate? You're a roofer like a dog. It's a very dangerous job, roofing. You know the stats on that, right? That's the British equivalent of being an ice road trucker. It's seriously fucking, you're all aware, right? That is a very dangerous job. I think it's the right thing for you. I think the careers advisor was trying to nudge natural selection along. This got to be little prick, he's got to be on high things. All right, you're all good, right? Perfect, lovely, thank you. Give him a hand, hey. You know what? I'm all for that. That guy took correction like a fucking man. I love it. Well done. Good on you.
When you're outside,
I'll fucking... Oh, lights up for a second. Lights up. What's... Dude. Bup, you gotta go, man. You gotta go. Bup, you're gone. Guys, it's... Listen, you took it well initially. Dude. There's something else going on there. I'm sure it's not about you. Listen, he might have had a very tough day. We don't know what's going on in his life. He's pissed. I think maybe a little sprinkle of cocaine on that. Are you okay, my friend? Okay, well, look, as long as you're fine. I know it's a bit upsetting having an altercation or whatever. Sometimes people talk in the theatre, they're not used to coming out to shows. I appreciate you all bearing with us. I hope he's all right. Let's make sure he's okay. Yeah, okay. I'm kind of on your side, but I also, because he's a young man, he's been kicked out, it's a little bit, will you buy him a beer from me and tell him to calm down and make sure he goes nowhere fucking near that guy afterwards? Okay? But do buy him a beer, because I don't want to fucking humiliate the kid. Okay? All right. That's nothing. All right.
What, sorry?
Do me a favour.
What?
That's literally the joke I just made.
Although I like you.
Do me a favour. What? I'm from Central fucking Casting. Oi, oi.
What's your name, my friend?
Adam.
Adam, what do you do, Adam?
Not a lot.
It's for the best, Adam. You'd only fuck it up. This... I don't want to be a dick about it, but Adam's at the early show because an ankle tag's going to go off at 9:30. Do you even call it an ankle tag? I like to call it chav nav.
Stop right there. Right, so my surname is Pratt, P-R-A-T-T.
Okay.
My name is Adam, A,
prat.
Right. It's not easy being funny, is it? Swing and a miss, I'd say, Adam. I'd say first day of primary school, you're on a fucking winner there.
Jimmy.
Yes.
I love you.
Sorry, was I interrupting? I love you too, but I think we should see other people. A messy breakup now. Go on, what'd you do, Adam?
So I'm a project manager.
You're a project manager? What's the project on, the Romans or dinosaurs? It's a double mountain. I'm sure you've done a great job. What's that?
I look after my wife.
You look after your wife? Well, those are two different stories. The first story was about project management.
That is a project management.
That's the project is looking after your wife.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about.
No. I haven't got a fucking idea what you're talking about. I imagine your wife is also a carer for you. It's like the human centipede at your house. Jesus, I imagine you've got spotless windows, though, haven't you? I assume your wife has mental health problems, yes? Yeah. Well, marrying that would be the... That's the fucking tell, isn't it? What do you do, love?
I make cosmetics.
You do what, sorry?
I make cosmetics.
You make cosmetics.
Can
you buy in? I wish you would, Adam. A lot of people over there, I could feel them murmuring. They were going, Adam's not said anything in fucking ages. When's it Adam's go? We bought a ticket to see Adam. Oh, no, wait, I remember.
Can I just buy one thing?
Just one thing.
My nephew.
You've got a nephew? Shall I write this down? It feels important.
My nephew works in the Burlington Arcade in Philly.
Right.
And he's sniffed your feet. He sells you your shoes.
Okay. Adam, I love your excitement. I think you're great. Oh, has someone gone over to have a word? No, don't worry, I'll deal with this. Don't worry about Adam, he's fucking fine. Day drinking's not for everyone, that's what we've learned. You sometimes see people in a park with a, you know, can of strong cider in the afternoon. You think, whoa, I don't know whether I could handle that. He's found out the hard way. He can't fucking handle that. I've got you a 10, Adam. I love you being here. I love the missus being here. Can we get you at a 7?
Thank you.
Like, because I want other people to join in, and I think other people might think, oh, do you have to be a bit special to join in? You'd like jokes about? Please, have at it. Shh, not you. Go on, any other?
Any room in that hot air balloon?
Any... I don't know how large the hot air balloon's going to be, but to carry that won't be easy. What? Just saying, Adam's a big fucking unit. Looks like someone's drawn a face on a thumb. And then someone dropped it on a barber's... No, hand down. No, nothing. Nothing. You're fine. You shush for a bit. Shush. Any other... Do I still make my girlfriend come? What's wrong? What are you saying?
I said, apart from Adam, do you still make your girlfriend come?
Apart from Adam, these two sentences don't go together. I know you think you're making sense. You've gone quite a red sort of colour as well. You're a couple of jokes away from a fucking heart attack. I'm going to do my best. Where are we going to bury it? Any other questions? What else we got, like?
Yeah, how did you make Adam come?
I can't do that. I've just got to look at him.
Where's your neck? Most people have got a neck. What if someone tried to wring your neck? Where would they even start? Like, shoulders have just tapered off. He's off to get the defib. He's not having a heart attack yet. The dunk, we'll try and bring that back. Sit down. God love you, he's having a great fucking night. Go. What's my view on annoying cunts? I'm sort of all right with it. No. Adam, you're one more interruption away from ruining your evening. And I don't want you to, Adam. I want you to stay and enjoy the show. But if you chip in again, I'm going to fuck you out of the place, mate. The breaks. But security look a little bit nervous, like, well... Oh, no, we've got some DEI hires on security. Fucking hell. I don't know if you can go and get some steroids and come back, but... The fuck are you going to do with that? You could probably roll it out. Fun. Any other questions? Shush. Read the room, Adam. Shush. Any other?
Why do we have to put up with Adam?
Well, hang on. These twins over here. Christ.
Any...
Will I do another show with Catherine Ryan? I think I will, probably, at some stage. I like go, shush, 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 Adam, no. No. Shush.
What's the worst gig you've done in what town?
What's
the worst gig you've done, where?
What's the worst gig I've done? I don't know, I mean... It's odd. I would say it's not good or bad, it's boring. Boring would be bad. Bad is good. Sometimes. So you go and do a gig and it's fucking rowdy and crazy. Fucking great. Fun. I don't mind it. Sometimes it's just blah. Meh. You know, the Milton Keynes can be a bit meh. This place is going to be, yeah, it's fucking poof. This is why you can't have nice things. If you ever wandered round your town and gone, why can't we have nice things? This cunt.